Smoke them if you got them. This one's going to take a while.
This is going to be a long segment.
Yeah, quit looking at the questions.
I can't see that far.
Knock it off. I'll pimp slap you if you keep looking at them.
Pat and his proper use of the word pimp.
It just, that word just makes me laugh this morning.
Yeah.
842, 25 degrees. It's time for Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful. Downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.
Enjoying your coffee over there?
I am. Yeah, I'm just wetting the whistle. Question numero uno. Would you rather be locked out of your apartment or locked out of your car?
Well, Pat, I have experience with both.
Okay. And which experience was more frightening or frustrating?
I think it was equally, because, you know, thank goodness I wasn't locked out of my apartment when it was cold out. Car, it's been warm out when that's happened. What's nice is that now there's things, there's spare keys at least, so that helps out a little bit.
Okay, good, good.
But in those situations, I had to, one, ask for assistance on getting the car open.
Right.
And then the other one was wait for, you know, landlord to come around and
help open up the apartment. I thought maybe you broke a window to get in and ran for help.
No. Ran for help. Would I rather have my car or my apartment?
Locked out of your car or your apartment? Now, you need to get one of those air tags for your keys.
Yes.
Because you are constantly losing your keys. They could be in your pocket and you would still lose them.
You know what? That happened to me the other day.
Stop. Yeah.
I know, but the one time I did, what was it? I think it had to be recent here. I fell into a snowbank and all of a sudden I'm feeling around for my keys and I'm looking, oh no. It took me about 10 minutes, but I ended up finding the keys in the snowbank.
Nice. Good.
Talk about finding a needle in the haystack.
Keys in a snowbank.
Yeah, keys in a snowbank, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have experience in both. Which one are you going to pick?
Boy, I think I'm going to go with probably my apartment.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think, again, no right answer to any of these questions.
Yeah.
It's just, which one is less painful? And it's very subjective. It's all based on the individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some life experiences, but you are constantly losing your keys. You should get an AirTag.
Yes.
Just search for it.
I'll take that under advisement.
Question number two. Would you rather be stuck by yourself on the space station for 2 years? Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather be stuck on the space station for 2 years by yourself, or never be able to watch, listen to, or read about sports for 1 year?
No, Pat, I do like my solitude.
You're on the space station. You're by yourself. You can watch sports. You have access to TV, have access to the radio. Or never be able to watch, listen to, or read about sports for 1 year.
Sports is a big part of my life. That'd be pretty hard. You know, you're telling me I got TV. I've got all these amenities up in the space station.
Yep.
For 2 years, even though I'm by myself. I think I'll go with the space station.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured. I mean, I know you're a big sports person.
But I just, I could see that. I could, I'd have a great view every morning for 2 years. Oh, look, that's Minnesota. There's Iowa. There's Paris. I could, kind of see around the world.
Continents.
Yeah. Continents, states, cities,
not
countries.
Not incontinents. Continents.
Yeah. Although, if something were to get full, I don't think it ever gets full up there. Don't they just eject it into space?
It's a space turd.
Isn't there like that little sound that happens every time you go to, like in a spacesuit?
What is the sound?
I don't know. I can't remember the sound. It was like a beep beep type of thing, but.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm going to research it. Just
I thought there
so
was.
So we can be on the same page.
Maybe I'm just out there. Maybe I've seen too many cartoons.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Question.
Let you know you're done with your business, Craig. Yeah.
Question number three.
All right.
Question number three.
Are we ready for question number three?
Would you rather, listen closely, Matt, would you rather your car's steering wheel be made of snakeskin or wear shoes made of human flesh?
I feel like the way I answer this question might make people think differently about me.
Quit looking at Craig.
It's a comfort thing.
Look at me.
Because I'm a little.
I know. It's more uncomfortable when you look at me. Don't look at Craig. Because he'll be.
Yeah.
Craig's a pimp anyway.
Yep. Got the pimp over there. Pimp Russell.
Steering wheel made of snakeskin or shoes made of human flesh?
I don't like snakes, Pat.
We know that.
But human flesh.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how are we talking, like a hunk of meat? Like at that point, like on your foot or skin?
Well, let's go with skin.
Okay.
I mean, if the person's gone, it's not like they're using it anyway.
Ugh. You like my shoe? It's the cadaver one. Oh, boy. that was a little dark. I just don't like snakes. But I don't like human flesh on my feet.
Well, I'm sure they'd be, like leatherish. They'd be tanned.
Yeah, see this one? It didn't have any sunscreen on. That's why it's tan. There
sure.
We go. Yeah. Pat, I'm going to do the snakeskin steering wheel.
Shut the front door.
I can't.
You
do
just surprised
flesh
everyone.
On my feet. It's just. I think I can do the snakeskin steering wheel. I think I can do it.
Wow.
I mean, it's not alive.
No, it is not.
It's been skinned. I mean, I've seen, snakeskin gloves and all that stuff, or alligator gloves, you know, that they do in baseball. So I've seen that.
Snakeskin boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steering wheel with snakeskin. Your answer? It's your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
My steering wheel.
Ah.
See what I did there, Pat?
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Would you rather be dragged through the snow for only one block on your naked butt, or fall madly in love and marry your first cousin?
What?
Would you rather be dragged through the snow for only one block on your naked butt, or fall madly in love and marry your first cousin?
Pat, without a question, I'm going to take the block. And it's going to be cold.
It's going to be a little cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't say what you're being pulled with.
Oh, yeah. What am I being pulled with? Yeah.
Depends. Could be a snowmobile. Could be a side-by-side, an ATV. Could be a horse. I mean, what if you hook an icicle along the way?
Ooh, I didn't even think of that. Yep, still going to do the, going to pull the block.
Yeah, that's a no win.
Yeah.
That is a no win.
No, Pat, if we were down in Alabama, question might have been answered maybe differently, I don't know, but...
Sure.
We're in Iowa. Yeah. World may never know.
Yep. Well, very good. You know, this is the last one this year for you.
That's right. Going out with a bang.
Yeah, next week is Will Spellmeyer.
And then the following week, Shane Davis.
Uh-huh.
That should be interesting.
It will be. Yep, it will be. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you too, Pat.
I know you'll be here tomorrow, but have a good vacation.
Oh, yeah. I'll be here tomorrow.
I know, but you're going to be all crazy and stuff to get out of here.
We're going to be talking on the mornings.
We haven't even talked yet about cleaning your office.
Oh, yeah.
You're on bathroom duty, so you have to clean the bathrooms before you go. And that's it. We're going to miss you, I think.
Yeah, no fiber today, guys, okay? Because I don't want to have to go in there and clean it up later.
Wow. 854, 25 degrees. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.